Jim used a juice harp.
Yeah.
But they never danced much of that. Either a French harp or fiddle. Didn't have no, wasn't no banjos much them days, just old time fiddlers. Boy, we had some good ones there.
Boy, you get a lot of music out of them.
Oh yes, a lot of them old time, really good fiddlers, you know.
We were talking about your wagon. What did you call that piece that came out in front?
The tongue?
Yeah.
Tongue, yeah.
What would this be on a buggy?
Huh?
What would this be on a two-horse buggy?
It'd be a tongue on a buggy, unless it had shafts, unless you had two on a buggy for one horse, you know, that's shafts, you know.
That's shafts.
Shafts, where you got two on a buggy.
Uh-huh.
Where a horse gets in between, we know.
Uh-huh. Now, for this, with your wagon, what do you have to put on your horses before you can connect them to the wagon?
Well, it had a neck yoke on the front end of the tongue, uh-huh, to hold the tongue up, then had double, what they call double tree behind to hook them to with two single trees on it. This double tree had two single trees on it, you see.
Like that, and a single tree here.
And yeah, the double tree here, the clevis out in the ring, and then another clevis on this single tree, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I got a pair out here.
Oh, don't see many of those anymore.
Well, I got two wagon seats down here, and a neck yoke and double tree down here in the wagon.
Hmm. What would your dad tell you to do if he wanted you to get the horses ready and
connect them?
Hitch up
the horses.
What if he just wanted you to put on the collar and the tugs and the...
See, harness them up.
That's harness, huh? How about these collars? Could you just use any collar on any horse?
Well, we had to get a collar to fit the horse, you know.
Uh-huh.
You can buy it a certain size.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we used pads. We had no time a horse getting sore shoulders. Have to wash them, take the harness off and wash them at noon probably sometimes.
Hmm.
The shoulders get sore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some horse worse than others. Some horse would never have hardly a sore shoulder. And then another would be having sore shoulders at all times. Get a collar a little too long and make them sore down on the points of the shoulder, you know.
Mm-hmm. How'd you make sure the collar was the right size?
Well, to fit them on them when you buy them, just like you fitting on a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not always too successful either.
No.
How far could you go in a buggy in a day?
Oh, I've drove all the way from 30 to 65 miles.
My goodness.
I drove to Caldwell, Kansas one day, about 6 miles, in 10 hours.
Oh my! How many horses?
Just two driving horses, no carriage.
Hmm.
Drove clear across the Cherokee Strip in one day.
Well, I bet you were all tired when you got there.
Well, me and wife took my grandfather, and we got in there. We got into Caldwell before sundown.
My
about 63 miles.
Oh boy. How long did it take you to rest before you could stay?
Well, we
home?
Stayed all night and the next day, then come back the next day.
How long did it take you to get back?
Well, we come part way in the night and stayed all night at the farmhouse. They charged us 50 cents to stay all night. We stayed and then come on home the next morning.
Uh-huh. On your the wheels of your wagon, what did you call the outside steel part?
You mean the tires?
Oh, that's it, yeah.
That's the tires.
Let's see, inside that there's a wooden...
The filler.
And then the down
there? The spokes.
Spokes, and they come
the
down.
Hub.
The hub?
Uh-huh. That's all.
How do you fasten the hub to the axle?
Well, I had a big tap screwed on.
Oh, uh-huh. And if you got a squeak, why?
Huh? Well, you'd have to stop and grease them. We generally carried some grease along with us.
Uh-huh.
Went too long, and the wagon would generally run 30 miles probably without greasing, you see.
Uh-huh.
25 miles without greasing. Sometimes running farther than that, but we did it. Now, like we had to go to Hedges, 23 miles load of wheat. We take our grease along, grease wagon before we come home, you know.
Oh, what, did you jack it up?
Oh yes.
Stop.
No, we didn't have to jack the wagon up. Got it all loaded. You just pull the wheel all part way and pull it out, then grease it, then push it back on, you know,
mm-hmm,
leave it on.
Let's see. I asked you about a wooden rack for sawing planks. If you had some boards.
What's that?
If you had some boards and were going to build a house and you wanted to put them on one of these things to saw them, well, you probably have two of these like this.
We all generally had a bench kind of we sawed them on.
Uh-huh.
The saw horses, you know what saw horses, you mean lay them on saw horses?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a pair out here in the barn now.